rail infrastructure project designed to keep Brisbane moving and eliminate a bottleneck through the city. It'll include a 10.2-kilometre line from Dutton Park to Bowen Hills and a 5.9-kilometre tunnel under the Brisbane River and the Central Business District. And it'll be the first underground rail system in Queensland, not counting coal mines, of course. Some public transport advocates say capacity constraints on the major Beenleigh line will hinder the optimal use of Cross River Rail and restrict capacity enhancements. Robert Dow is from Rail Back on Track, the rail lobby group. Robert, you're in favour of Cross River Rail, but you have concerns about the infrastructure both north and south of the tunnel. What are they?
Basically, the existing track network is not sufficient to support the service frequency that they want to run through Cross River Rail and the rest of the rail network.
How can that be?
Well, for example, the line from the southern portal at Dutton Park, which is in fact the Beenleigh Gold Coast line, has some serious issues. For example, it's only a triple line through to Currabee, and from Currabee to Beenleigh, it's only a double track. Now, they want to run trains on the Gold Coast, coming out of the Gold Coast, 5 minutes a peak, plus you'll have to run the all stations coming in from Beenleigh as well, plus you'll have counter-peak services. Clearly, the line capacity between Currabee and Beenleigh is not sufficient. Now, interestingly enough,
so what you're telling me is they're almost creating a bottleneck on rail like they have on the M1 motorway between Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
Well, they certainly are. We do note that the state government has put something into Infrastructure Australia, first phase of a project request for improving the rail corridor between Currabee and Beenleigh. They have finally realised that they have some serious capacity issues. The other important point, both north and south, is the level crossings. We've removed no level crossings in southeast Queensland since 2014. They are looking at the Coopers Plain level crossing, but there's another 8 level crossings between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. Now, if you're running...
What's wrong with those level crossings? The boom gates go down when the QR train is coming, so that'll stop the traffic.
Exactly. Now, when you're running trains at 5 minutes at peak, that means your crossing is going to be out somewhere between 40 and 50 minutes in the hour. When you take into account the all station trains, the counter peak services, it's going to be an absolute mess. Now, in Victoria, they're well on the way to removing 75 level crossings. They've actually done 30 and they've got 45 they're working on at the moment. In that same period in Queensland, we've done none. So this is quite a serious issue. If you're going to run high-frequency rail services, which is what everyone wants, you have to be cognizant of the effect on the road network. It also affects the buses as well. So they need to step up, not only improving the track capacity south of Brisbane in the case of the Gold Coast line, right, Beenleigh Gold Coast, they have to step up the removal or grade separation of level crossings.
How many need to be removed as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think they need to do at least 3 or 4. They've got one underway at the moment. They're looking at Coopers Plains, Boundary Road, Coopers Plains. They need to do more than that. Likewise,
and there's 8 altogether on that stretch.
It's about 8.
About 8, okay.
Yeah,
ballpark figure, let's say 8.
Yeah, around that.
All right. Has QR announced any upgrades to the Beenleigh line between Dutton Park and Currabee?
No, not at this stage.
And more tracks are needed to be built on rail lines north of the tunnel?
Well, exactly. The Cross River Rail Tunnel is going to exit just before Exhibition Station. We get services regularly in Exhibition at long last, which is a great thing. We'll join what's known as the main tracks at Main, basically. And that's the existing rail corridor. So you're going to feed more trains coming out of Cross River Rail on the existing network, which is already carrying quite a fair few trains. Now, some of those trains will be diverted into the Cross River Rail, but we've worked out that they're only going to be able to increase the number of trains on the present system north of Brisbane by about 4, from 20 to 24 on the mains. Now, you've got to wonder, is it worth spending $5 billion on a tunnel to have a 20% gain?
How can that be, Robert Dow? They have actuaries, you know, they have people that have calculated the traffic on the rail line. How can that be, as you say?
Well, we think their network design is flawed. We think they need to look at the way they're routing the trains north of Brisbane. We think they can do some improvements on what they've suggested. We're pretty confident that the feedback that's been put in by not only ourselves but others, they will, the Cross River Rail Development Authority is going to need to review their network plan.
So you've made this submission to the Cross River Rail Authority?
Yes, some of our members have put in quite detailed submissions to the Cross River Rail Development Authority.
So they know?
They certainly know. At the moment, they're projecting out 15 minutes turn-up-and-go frequency will be enabled by Cross River Rail throughout southeast Queensland. Well, that's not really quite true. We could deliver 15-minute turn-up-and-go frequency throughout southeast Queensland now, if they wanted to, if they had the trains, the drivers, and don't forget the buses. You'd need to run buses at 15 minutes as well. So clearly, that's not quite true what they're saying. It'll certainly give access to new areas of Brisbane, obviously, and Albert Street and Woolloongabba, and that's a great thing. The other important thing about Cross River Rail is it provides a conduit in the future for fast rail. Now, we've put forward proposals for fast rail to the Sunshine Coast and to the Gold Coast. Now, the existing line between Park Road and Benlea is unsuitable for fast rail. You need to build a new corridor. That corridor could be built in the M1, M3 road corridor as an elevated railway, essentially. North of Brisbane, you need to come in on what's known as the Northwest Transport Corridor, which is a preserved transport corridor from roughly Strathpine through to Audley. Comes down as a straight line. You could put some stations on there with track design. You could allow the express trains to run through and have all stations trains stopping at side loops on the stations. To actually implement fast rail, the politicians say, oh, it wouldn't be great to have 45-minute trains from the Gold Coast to Sunshine Coast. But you have to look at how you're going to run these trains into Brisbane at high speed. You cannot do that on the existing corridors. So looking ahead, we've called our fast rail proposal R1, Rail 1, if you like, to match M1, and we think it's quite achievable. The federal government has set up a national faster rail agency. They've offered to put up money for business cases, 50%. We think the state government needs to start the business case on Gold Coast fast rail. Sunshine Coast is being looked at the moment through the North Coast Connect business case, which we understand will be released shortly. So the Cross River Rail does have some real benefits in terms of how we could implement a fast rail solution. The other thing about Cross River Rail is that it does open up those new areas to mass transit. Rail, obviously, is a way of moving a lot of people very quickly. Now, I can recall sitting here talking to Kelly Higgins Devine 10 years ago, convincing Kelly that she'd be able to go to the Gabba to watch the lines by train. She used to doubt that, I think, at the time, but it looks like that is coming closer to reality. So that's a great thing, to have rail access into Woolloongabba, Albert Street, Exhibition, Bogger Road.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane. My guest is Robert Dow, well-known spokesperson from Rail Back on Track, the rail lobby group, for want of a better term. They are very supportive of the $5.4 billion Cross River Rail project in the city, but they see a number of problems with it. What's the frequency of services on the rail network once Cross River Rail opens, Robert Dow?
Well,
current plans.
Yeah, on the current plans is they intend to increase the frequency on the Gold Coast line particularly. They are saying that there will be frequency increases on other lines, but the Cleveland line, for example, is a single line section between Manly and Cleveland. It also needs a third platform at Manly to facilitate reliable running at peak of the trains that follow the express services. Now, you can't increase the frequency on the Cleveland line until you address the single track section and the third platform at Manly. Now, some of the stuff they're putting out on the Cross River Rail website is not quite correct.
Well, let me jump in there. There's a section on the Cross River Rail website called Checkmate, which allows a train user to check the frequency of service once Cross River Rail opens. But you're concerned the details don't stack up. Why?
No, they don't, because of the network deficiencies that I've identified already. For example, you can't run trains on the Gold Coast line every 5 minutes in peak unless you do something about the line between Currabee and Benlea for a start.
They simply don't have the track.
No, they don't have the track capacity. So they're sort of suggesting that they can do things that they can't really do at the moment until they start addressing the overall network deficiencies. The good thing that I haven't mentioned that will come out of Cross River Rail as well is the new signalling system, the new European train control system that they're implementing. Now, most listeners may not be aware that the trains in the Cross River Rail will be running in a semi-automated mode. When they're stopping at the stations, they'll be automated. The reason for that is that they have platform screen doors, the trains have to align precisely, and they'll be running under an automated system. Rest of the network, they'll be under driver control, but there'll be this system of signalling called the European Train Control System, which controls the speed and stops the train if they attempt to run through a red signal. Now, that European Train Control System is being implemented from Milton through the North Gate and from the tunnel, from Dutton Park through the Cross River Rail Tunnel up to Northgate. So that's going to allow a little bit more, a higher frequency to run through the existing CBD core. So we're probably looking at a gain of about 20% through the CBD, which is good. But Cleveland Line, Ferny Grove Line, in theory, it could run up to 24 trains per hour, but you don't need it. You don't need it. So there's going to be sort of a mismatch at the moment.
All right.
They need to sort that out.
All right. Now, an ideal solution for you would be to build the Trouts Road line.
Yeah, that's the Northwest Transport Corridor that I mentioned.
Oh,
before.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It used to be known as Trouts Road Corridor, but now it's being referred to as the Northwest Transport Corridor. Now, that will take pressure off that section of track between Main and Northgate particularly. It will allow fast rail up to the Sunshine Coast. It will also open up new areas of Brisbane to a rail service, sort of Dowell and places like that. Now, the Northwest Transport Corridor has been put aside for a long time. It is tentatively reserved for rail and bicycles, believe it or not. The road people want it. Everyone wants it. We think it could be a multimodal corridor, in actual fact. You could possibly do elevated rail, road underneath. You could do elevated road, rail underneath. We think there are options there. I think it's a corridor that has to be used for all modes, and it's something that we think will happen in order to enable fast rail to the Sunshine Coast particularly, but also to provide mass transit to that part of Brisbane that doesn't have it.
Well, that's quite a list of concerns with the current model. Now, to wrap things up, I want to ask you a question that strikes me, given all that you've told me. The Cross River Rail project is supposedly a $5.4 billion project, but that looks to me like a significant underestimation of the funds needed to do the whole project. How do you see it? How does Rail Back on Track see it?
$15 billion.
$15 billion.
When you consider everything that's needed, they're not talking about extra trains yet either. We think that Queensland Rail will need another 50 six-car trains to deliver the services that will be required once Cross River Rail is completed. Now, that's a couple of billion dollars by itself. All the necessary track infrastructure has to be done. The European Train Control System has been funded, as I understand, to a tune of about $700 million. But when you look at the track work that's going to be required to optimise Cross River Rail, you're looking at a fair bit of money.
So they've underestimated the cost of the Cross River Rail project by around two-thirds?
Well, possibly. It's at least $10 billion, but we think it's probably a little bit closer to $15. The Governor's already admitted it's $6 billion. Don't forget they've now included the stations between Dutton Park and Salisbury as part of Cross River Rail. That's going to cost as well. So it's going up and up. We think it will end up between $10 and $15 billion to optimise it. Now that's the real cost, but that's going to be profoundly beneficial to South East Queensland. All the citizens in Queensland will benefit from that, in fact, because it will increase productivity, reduce congestion, and that will save money for all of Queensland.
Robert Dow, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. If you want to listen back to Robert Dow's interview, or with the interview with my bushfire professional, Brendan Trembath, earlier on this hour, you can go to the ABC webpage, abc.net.au/Brisbane, and you can just click on the Drive program, and the audio from today's program will be there for the next five days to listen back to it.